I wanted to bring today's episode to the podcast. We are leaping into the quantum. This is a fascinating episode that I'm so excited for you to listen to. We are talking about, first of all, how to protect yourself from EMFs. So the frequency that we may be exposed to from our cell phones, from our Wi-Fi, cell phone towers, and way more, microwaves. And then also, how do we then really harness the quantum energy to really help on our healing journey as we prepare for pregnancy success? So excited for you to listen to this episode. Let's go. Hey, are you sick of the low AMH, high FSH label? Feel like it's defining you and there's no hope? You and your partner may be feeling heartbroken, frustrated, and unsure of your next steps. As you may know, I was diagnosed with premature ovarian insufficiency at 28, and I don't want you to struggle like I did. That's why I'm so passionate to get the word out that there are targeted changes that you can take right now that can improve your chances of pregnancy success, even when you've been told donor eggs are your only option. Whether you've experienced failed IVF cycles, been labeled a poor responder, or told that donor eggs are your only option, there are targeted steps we can take right now to improve your chances of pregnancy success with your own eggs. I'm excited to offer you a free guide, top diet and lifestyle tips to optimize low AMH and high FSH and improve fertility. All you need to do is go to gpnfreebie.com. That's G as in get, P as in pregnant, N as in naturally, freebie, freebie.com to grab your free guide. That's gpnfreebie.com. Hey, as many of you know, a healthy gut is essential for preconception health for both men and women. And a probiotic is a good first step to help improve gut health. However, not all probiotics are created equal. That's why the FabFertile team and our clients love Megaspore Biotic. Typically, this probiotic is available exclusively from practitioners. However, I'm excited to announce that you can access this probiotic when you visit our FabFertile store. Plus, you'll receive 15% discount when you use the code VIP15 at checkout. All you need to do is go to bit.ly/FABFERTILESTORE. That's bit.ly/FabFertile store, and you can use the code VIP15 at checkout to receive 15% off your purchase of Megaspore Biotic. I didn't need to go to donor eggs. Obviously, I don't regret it. I have beautiful children. I could have done things differently. I was still cycling back in my 20s. I could have looked at my health, the environmental toxins, the stress I was under.
Many, many women are being told their eggs are too old. That's an assumption. You can't test egg quality.
Many times it's the man. It's the man who's got a food sensitivity or a zinc deficiency.
There can be a root cause to these quote unquote period problems. The doctor will pass you a pill without any question of why.
Why is IVF the first step? Because we believe it should be the last step. Welcome to Get Pregnant Naturally, where functional medicine and natural fertility solutions will help you get pregnant and have your baby. Hey there, I'm Sarah Clark, founder of FabFertile and your host. I believe the functional approach is the first step for anyone struggling with infertility, and my aim is to help you get pregnant naturally. Today, I'm welcoming Philip Samar von Holtzendorf-Felling to the podcast, and we're digging into why protecting yourself from EMFs matter when you are trying to conceive. Philip is a conscious entrepreneur, alternative health ambassador, and energy healer. In parallel to a successful international business as a CMO and vice president at Fortune 500 companies in Europe and US, Philip has worked through blockages and barriers that prevented him from truly connecting with his true self. He's been trained in various energy healing and shamanic practices. He left corporate America and solely focused on cutting edge and groundbreaking alternative health technologies and substances. He's offering energy healing and coaching services and webinars on his own. And together with his clairvoyant wife and the famous European healer, Roman Hofner, the conscious business he's founded are Leela Labs, manufacturer and distributor of C60, and Leela Quantum Tech, which builds quantum energy and frequency products to support health and well-being. Thanks so much for listening. I'm so thankful that you're here. Make sure you hit subscribe or follow. And if you know someone else who's on the fertility journey, please share this podcast with them. Hey, Philip, excited to have you on the podcast.
Hi, thank you for having me on.
Great. Can you share your journey with us and how you came to do this work?
Yeah, absolutely. So I used to be in the corporate world, first in corporate Europe and then in corporate America. And I realized relatively quickly that, well, I had cut off myself from my emotions, my inner world, my feelings quite a lot, and was really just operating on a very rational level to a point where I felt, well, this is just too much. And I realized there's so much more in life than just thinking with your brain and just being up here in the head and trying to make rational decisions all the time. So I started digging into, you know, the energy world by reading some books, doing some meditation, starting a yoga practice, things like that. And then one came to the next and got really curious in that. And I realized, wow, there's so much truth and there's the real life actually waiting for me. So I went through shamanic workshops. I learned how to do past life regression work and other energy healing techniques. And in 2005, I met my wife, who was born with the ability to see aura and energy fields. So she never had lost this conscious connection of who she is. And so that helped me further to get into that, understand that world more and build out my own abilities that, you know, everyone has, frankly. It's often thought, wow, you know, you have this amazing healer. It's just miracles. It's just this one person that can do it. No, like we all have the ability to see and perceive energy and to move energy and to even work with frequencies. It's just something we've forgotten how to do. Anyway, my wife had been diagnosed with chronic Lyme disease. So that was pretty tough because when she got diagnosed, she had had it already for 5 years. That sparked in me this, you know, I wanted to always find the next best thing that really can help something that mainstream calls untreatable. And yeah, we were very successful. I mean, there were a lot of different things that I came up with, frankly, that she did also with her own abilities. But ultimately, all of that led to me getting out of corporate in 2016, where I said, okay, no more. I have to be myself all the time. And I also just want to do what my calling is, really, and also what my passion is. And that was really in the realm of healing, quote unquote healing, right? Trying to really find something that helps. And yeah, because of working with some of the most amazing healers together, we're able to cut our development time of our products by decades in some cases, frankly, because we can go into the scientific testing and studying after we already know what the products do and how they work. So it's very different rather than going into trial and error each time and trying to do this and trying to do that and all of that. We get to the end very, very quickly and very rapidly and successfully.
Great. Yeah. So we here at FabFertile, so we take a mind, body, spirit approach. And most people that come to work with us, conventional medicine has turned their back on them and they've been told, you know, donor eggs are their only option. They typically gone through, you know, multiple failed IVFs and IUIs and given a very low success rate. Then we look at, you know, healing the mind, body, spirit, and lo and behold, they either get pregnant naturally, or if they do need to go to the clinic for an IVF, it actually works. And today we're going to dig in a little bit to EMFs and then also the energetic piece of this, because yeah, we really believe in universe, God, whatever it is for someone. And it's interesting. We typically tend to attract a type A, like overthinking, planning, controlling type of person. And then it's really kind of stuck up in their head, and being able to visualize their baby coming can sometimes be very difficult, especially when they've been told by conventional medicine, you know, a well-meaning REI being told, sorry, you're going to struggle. And so that kind of gets imprinted in their subconscious and they start to believe it. So really being able to reframe and, you know, rewire their brain to be able to see there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There is a positive pregnancy test, you know, in their future. So let's talk about the importance of protecting ourselves from EMFs while you're on the fertility journey. Why is that so important?
I'll get into that. I just want to tell the listeners who don't know my background or may not know much. I used to be the vice president at T-Mobile International, responsible for 14 countries, and then also at T-Mobile US. So I do know that side of the house very, very well. And I know the other side as well, which is this technology has amazing benefits and advantages for humanity, obviously it does, but it comes with, you know, something very difficult because these frequencies that we're dealing with there are not helpful to the human body, and frankly, not even to plants and animals. So it's really for any physiological organism, you can measure what the impact is. And there are a lot of ways to measure it. You won't find much of that on Google, but that's Google related, right? That has nothing to do with it. There are no studies out there. There are thousands of studies actually, even started a decade ago. You already had thousands of studies proving what the difficulties are. We specifically looked at dark field microscopy and live blood analysis and heart rate variability in these things. Live blood analysis is probably one of the best tools ever to look at these things and to look at your overall health in general. Most of your listeners may not have heard about it yet. That may be the case because in the US about 20 years ago, they decided that they would charge any practitioner that uses a live blood analysis as a diagnostic tool $100,000 per year as a license fee. What practitioner can afford to do that, right? So basically, that's why you don't find many practitioners anymore. You still find some. You can at least use it for research purposes. So the studies we have done actually were done by the BESA Institute and a doctor's office in Europe, but at the same time by Dr. Beverly Rubik, who's a UC Berkeley, very famous actually, a doctor here in the US who's done dozens of studies in regards to dark field microscopy. You can see basically your blood in real time, and you can see everything because the blood cells are magnified and they're illuminated. So you can literally see how the red blood cells move, how they look like, and you can see white blood cells and a lot of other things as well. It's fascinating. And you can see as soon as you introduce Wi-Fi to someone, that the blood rapidly changes. It starts to clot. So you see stage one and stage two of blood clotting relatively rapidly. And you see these so-called money rolls. That's when the red blood cells, you know, get stacked on top of each other. And that's really unhealthy because then the blood is not oxygenated. You have a higher risk for heart attack, for stroke, for anything. And I bet you that it will have impact on fertility as well. Because if our blood, which is, you know, our lifeblood, which is everywhere, if that's not healthy, how can anything else be fully healthy? So, you know, that's what you can see under a dark field microscope. And there have been studies showing what EMF does in a nutshell. We can go into what the solutions are, of course. But yeah, first, let's say it definitely has an impact.
And then some people are more sensitive than others. So, like, you know, it's hard to know because we're surrounded by this at all times, right? So how do you know that there is, obviously we're seeing it on the blood. What are some other symptoms that could be related to EMF exposure? I know sometimes people, if they're close to a cell phone tower, some people are very even sensitive, just, you know, living close to it, and they may have different symptoms. Like, what are you seeing with that?
Yeah, people see headaches and migraines quite a lot because of it. You can feel energetically, often you can feel it as a contraction, that you're like energetically cramping quicker and more often than you would usually do that. You know, that can have other factors and reasons as well, but EMF would support that. And just a higher stress level and less sleep, less good sleep, less deep sleep, because sleep is really, you know, we want to rest, completely rest and relax. And that's how we recover. But if there's this constant ping that's unnatural to our body and we can't really deal with it, it's just an additional stressor. And then, you know, one gets to the next, right? Because it's one stressor that doesn't really go away. And actually it gets worse by the day because you have more cell towers. Now you're rolling out 5G, which is actually much more detrimental than 4G. So it's not getting easier. And then the body is getting into a position where it needs to play catch up at all times, and the body can't fulfill its originally designed purpose anymore, which is to heal itself. The body can literally heal itself. Like, we can do that. It's just we've forgotten how to do it. And on top of that, we're bombarded with all these stressors. And then we're just like, okay, we try to close the holes that pop up, and more holes pop up every day.
I'm not sure if you get any studies come to mind around with pregnancy, with children, anything coming to mind there for you?
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, I'm not an expert in fertility like you are, but for me, it's just common sense and absolutely logical that if you put your body under such stress, constant stress, and you get more symptoms by the day because of these stressors, and your blood is impacted, you know, your autonomic nervous system is impacted. Well, if you can't function 100%, I mean, how can you believe that you would just be as fertile as you would otherwise be in a completely healthy situation? If your body is in a fully healthy state, of course, any body function is much better. And, you know, I would even go as far as that from a higher perspective, if you're in a very healthy state, your system is ready to give birth, right? And take all that on. But if you're under big stress, you may not be ready for it. And so, you know, I'm not saying this is the reason. This is one of the ingredients, right, that makes our life tough. And if we can neutralize that aspect of it, we're going to be better off.
Yeah, that's what we address in all the different inputs, be it food sensitivities or gut infections, environmental toxins from the air, the noise, the EMFs, our personal care, cleaning products, you know, not all at once because it can be overwhelming. And then also, you know, mental, emotional stressors. So all those different stressors and how they're impacting the body. And a lot of times we just don't even know. We've been told to eat a certain type of food, follow the food pyramid. You know, you got a food sensitivity, or maybe it's the glyphosate that's sprayed on the food there that's causing issues with your health, and looking at EMFs. But so what are some sources for EMFs that we need to be aware of?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously microwave is probably something you want to eliminate altogether anyway. Like, I'm not a big fan of microwaves at all because they kill the nutrition in the food. And on top of that, you have radiation actually coming from the microwaves that are not good at all. And then obviously cell phones, iPads, you know, even TV and laptops, those are all emitting EMF frequencies. And if you're on the phone, you're very close. Usually we have Wi-Fi all over the place. Now we're talking 4G, 5G. 5G is actually different in that it is completely unnatural to the human body because it has a different pulsing mechanism, how the waveform basically hits our bodies. It's not happening in a somewhat regular way, but it's completely irregular. So we're getting beaten up basically on a frequency level with that. So all those are having an impact.
And so let's go into how we protect ourselves. So you have a number of different products. I just kind of wanted to like go into them and talk about some ways to protect ourselves. So you have a suite of products. So where would you start for someone who's like, you know what, I'm on the fertility journey. I want to protect myself from EMFs. Like, they've taken their phone out the bedroom. Maybe they've got the kill switch on the Wi-Fi at night. They've, you know, taken out Alexa, all these, you know, different things. They're not keeping their phone on their person anymore, or they may have found a case, you know, for the phone. You know, where is the best place to start?
I think the very best way to start is actually to not have any fear in regards to EMFs, because fear actually is an additional stressor and it's a very detrimental stressor. So if we have fear of EMF, the problem actually gets magnified. That's literally what happens. And be aware that everyone with any other tools can be in a state of consciousness where EMFs don't matter. So none of the healers that we work with, for example, have any problem with EMF. Also, I can be under a 5G tower and it's okay. I can deal with that. Wouldn't want to go about my day underneath a cell tower because as I start doing that, I have less focus on how I can energetically expand. I'm caught up in other things. But I think that's an important message because if we're super healthy physically, mentally, and then also energetically really expanded, then EMFs don't bother us. Now, the problem is that 99.9% of the people don't have this ability. They haven't unlocked that much of their consciousness yet. And that's where products come in that you can use to help yourself with. So some people go as far as actually putting some specific products around their house to block everything off. I think that's a total overkill and it does not help with the whole situation because you block off actually EMFs completely, and then how are you going to use your cell phone and all of that. So if you live in an environment where you don't need that and you don't need Wi-Fi and all of that, great, then that may be for you. Another way is that you can wear EMF protective clothing. So we have some of that. For example, it's on top of that quantum charged, which is very unique. So for example, it would be a t-shirt or underwear or even a jacket that you can wear that is made with high purity silver fabric that blocks EMF with over 99.9%. So any EMF, it has been actually tested, verified, and certified even from the largest independent EMF research institute in Europe. So that's one thing you can do. But then really the fun starts to actually use all your Wi-Fi, all your cell phones and laptops without any problem by having one of our blocks. That's our quantum block technology. And those you put in your home or in your office. And what they do is they don't block the EMF signals, but they put your body in a state where the EMFs don't impact you at all. Literally at all. This has been even studied in randomized sham controlled, which means placebo controlled, single blind and double blind studies. By looking at the blood, by looking at the heart rate variability and all these things, we can see what happens with Wi-Fi. You see, you know, the blood clotting and all these other bad things. And then as soon as you introduce the quantum block, infinity block or travel block into the same room, while you still have the Wi-Fi on, suddenly all of these stressors and visible negative effects disappear within only minutes. Literally after 10 to 15 minutes, all of that, including stage one and stage two of blood clotting, was able to be reversed by our products in 100% of the cases. So we're talking literally 100% of the cases. We've done 5 of those studies by now. And we still have to find a single person where it doesn't work with the significant positive improvement. So it's quite significant. And the good news is with that, it doesn't only do that. It does also other things for harmonizing frequencies. And you can do tons of other things with that. But EMFs are neutralized in that sense, but you can still use them. So you're not blocked off or cut off from them.
Gut health and dysbiosis are often overlooked factors among couples with infertility, diminished ovarian reserve, and premature ovarian insufficiency. However, the science is clear that a leaky gut and the microbiome can contribute to an infertility, even in people without digestive issues. Factors such as long-term birth control usage, antibiotics, or chronic stress can negatively impact our gut, predisposing us to leaky gut and gut infections. That's why our go-to recommendation for our clients and myself, I use this every day, is a probiotic. However, not all probiotics are created equal. For a probiotic to perform its necessary function, it must naturally survive the stomach's harsh environment and arrive to the intestines alive. A true biotic designed by nature is a species found in our environment, as well as in our digestive system. Over 95% of probiotic products in the marketplace today do not meet these criteria. That's why here at Fat Fertile, we love Megaspore Biotic Probiotic. Megaspore Biotic contains strains that have been proven to impede the growth of unwanted bacteria and yeast while strengthening the immune response and producing essential nutrients at the site of absorption. Check out the podcast episode I did, Can Probiotics Help Fertility, with co-founder of Microbiome Labs, Kiran Krishnan. He is a research microbiologist. It's a fascinating episode. I am excited to offer you a 15% discount when you purchase Megaspore Biotic at our Fab Fertile store. All you need to do is go to bit.ly/FABFERTILESTORE. That's bit.ly/FabFertileStore. And use the code VIP15 at checkout to save 15% on your order. That's the code VIP15 at checkout to save 15% on your order. So how did you develop these blocks then? So you've tested them, but how did you even come to develop these blocks, the quantum blocks?
Yeah, so that came just out of my experience and my calling in regards to what energy healing can do if you work with a truly gifted healer. I'm not talking, you know, some Reiki dude across the street, no offense to anyone, but that is like a very, very, very weak level of energy healing. And, you know, I don't want to discredit it, but it's on the scale from 0 to 100, it's very low. I'm talking about, I mean, that you would call almost miracles, right? What they can do energy-wise. And to combine that with products so that you can have sort of like a healer in your pocket or something like that, that was the vision that came out of that. And then we just started to do testing and development. And it certainly took us quite some time. But that's how we arrived at products that, you know, these blocks, they can concentrate pure quantum energy without any brute force whatsoever, in a way never seen before. And you can actually measure it also on the Hawkins scale. People are familiar with Dr. Hawkins' work. You know, the book is called Power versus Force. And he set up a consciousness scale. So, you know, you can literally calibrate and measure different levels of consciousness of people, of locations, and so on. It's actually very, very scientific, even though it sounds woo-woo at first. But once you've read the book or listened to the audiobook, you'll know it's actually quite scientific. And you can measure all blocks on that scale, and they measure higher than anything else out there. And that's the pure quantum energy. Some others could call it a high consciousness field, depending on what term or definition you want to use.
So it's not necessarily just protecting from EMFs. It's actually charging your environment and like different things that you may have in your house with this quantum energy. Is that sort of the, it's protecting, but also it's giving in? Can you maybe explain that?
Yeah. So first of all, you know, what it does to the body, it helps to upgrade your cells literally, and your own consciousness level can raise way easier and way quicker while you're having this high consciousness field. And it actually works in a staircase effect. So you don't even have to use it all the time. I mean, it's great if you do, because then you have a positive environment all the time. But even if you turned it off after a week, that week already carried you way further than you were a week prior. And it has all these other benefits on the body, but then you can actually charge foods with it. For example, water. If you put water in, then the Emoto Institute out of Japan tested that our quantum block was able to improve water within 3 minutes more than anything else they've ever seen before. Because what happens is, so this pure quantum energy actually, by nature, brings everything into optimal balance, into its optimal state, or supports it to get there. Water can act very, very quickly. Water is super receptive to energy. We as a human, we're a very complex system of lots of emotions and traumata and, I mean, physical stresses and all these things. Like, you can't expect that you're in a perfect state within just a few minutes like water will be. But you will see these activities and these changes also super rapidly, as I said, you know, in the blood. But yeah, so you can structure water with it. Obviously, water is in every fruit, in every vegetable. So you can put your vegetables, your fruits in there, all of that. And then you could put your silverware or any metal products in it and charge them. And they actually get permanently charged them with quantum energy and transmit the energy outwards. So there's lots of different things you can do with it. Even way beyond that. I don't want to get into too much because it's so much that you can do with it. We would need another podcast probably to cover it all.
You can also put supplements in there too, right?
Yes, you can. And you know, with that, you have two benefits. So one thing is usually during production, there's some negative energy that happens, or the packaging itself has not like the ideal energy. So you eliminate that, harmonize that completely, and then you enhance and amplify actually the pureness of whichever supplement you put in. Yeah.
So you also have a necklace and some energy cards. So can you maybe talk about the necklace?
Yeah. So those products we make with our technology, and we create specific frequencies as well. So we have this technology, and then with our healers together, we have developed, I think, over 22 different frequency sets that are for specific use cases. So one would be the inner peace frequency that I always refer to, because people notice it very quickly, like within like 30 to 60 seconds of holding that card. Most people really feel the impact relatively quickly, because for anything in regards to fear, panic attacks, anxiety, all these things, the inner peace helps us to find this space, this inner peace that we have within us at all times, and expand it from there. So it's supernatural. It's not like a pill you take to cover a symptom. It's actually, you have that inner peace, the state of inner balance within you. But if you're in fear, if you're in anxiety and stress in a stress situation, you're cramped. You're energetically putting walls around your inner peace and you can't access it anymore. And then you energetically look like this. So what that card does is it helps us to access this again. And then it moves outwards so that we can relax our system more. So that's pretty much how it works. And we have developed multiple frequencies like this for other use cases. So the necklace specifically is called the Heal Capsule, and it contains the primal human healing frequency and a very pure water frequency, and then specific molecular frequencies of the most important vitamins and minerals that the human body needs on a regular basis. So you get that in frequency form. On top of that, it's charged with pure quantum energy, contains these titanium spheres inside the capsule that are just charged with pure quantum energies to boost the frequencies outward. So if you wear it, you get the benefit of a quantum energy field, but also of the frequencies. So your body can leverage these frequencies, which has multiple benefits. And also the capsule has been tested, you know, to improve heart rate variability, to help with EMF and all these things. You know, the blocks are the actual technology which we make available. And the Heal Capsule is one of the products we make with that.
Yeah. And for someone that's on the fertility journey, a lot of people are feeling, you know, that they're running out of time, very panic, very, a lot of fear that, you know, it's not going to work, anxiety, like really very strong emotions with this diagnosis. You know, I was diagnosed with premature ovarian insufficiency at 28, and I had both my kids with donor eggs, and then, you know, years later discovered all of these things. And so being able to share the message for people that there's hope, right? We've helped people that have been told it'll never work. But what about if someone's like, oh my goodness, I'm just not feeling any of this stuff. Like, what's with these cards or a block? Like, is it a prerequisite you feel the person needs to have an open mind, or like, where would they need to be as far as getting prepared to, you know, add the quantum energy to their life? Like, where do they need to be?
Yeah, they don't need to have an open mind in order for it to work. So it works all the time. Like, you don't have to believe in it or any right. of this. I think you need to have an open mind, though, in order to try it or even allow the thought that this can work. I totally get it that it's, you know, far out there for many people that have just been following mainstream science in general. And, you know, we've been taught to not think in these terms, right? Energy and frequency, that's like, woo-woo, you know, that's, we don't go there. Like, it only exists what we can touch, feel, and see with our own eyes, right? But that's actually wrong. It's completely wrong, because we are nothing but energy and frequency. That is the truth. Nothing but energy and frequency. And even that, what you see here, my hand and all of that, is also nothing but frequency and energy. That's where it all originates from. It's all about information, frequency, and energy. And that's also what Tesla taught us. So if we just allow that thought, you know, then okay, we'll relax into that, maybe let that sit for a couple of days, and you'll feel in your heart that it's the truth. It's not that we come from the material. No, the material comes from the energy, and the quantum energy is what sits behind the matter. So if you just allow that, I think then you can allow in that there's something that can support your energetic field, and with that also have physical impacts. And then obviously, then you can take the time to look at all the different studies that were done in regards to our products. You can go into our Telegram group, where there are way over 5,000 people by now, that you can ask about their experience with our products, and they'll tell you firsthand, you know, don't ask me, don't take my word, and, you know, ask other people and do your own research. That's what you can do. And yeah, it'll be a heck of a journey, I'm sure, because in the end of the day, it's all about the holistic approach, right? That's the approach you have specifically, you know, geared towards fertility, which is great, but also for other problems in life. You know, the holistic approach is the approach, right? We should see that everything is in balance. We should have a healthy mind, a healthy body. And it's not just all about the physical, right? Don't forget the spiritual, the energetic, however you want to call it, it's also part of it.
And what about the heart rate variability? So many people, you know, because of that extra stress and things like they're feeling, and they may think, oh, I'm meditating, I'm doing all these things, but really their heart rate variability or the HRV is showing something different. And I know Joe Dispenza has done a lot of work on this and studying it using heart math. So what are you seeing with these products and these techniques with HRV being regulated?
Yes, an absolute improvement in heart rate variability can be seen with our products. And it has not only been tested, you know, how is your heart rate variability with and without the products? And actually, not only after 10 minutes, 20 minutes a day, 2 days, 3 days, but also what if you introduce Wi-Fi and these EMF stressors in between? And so we can say for sure that Wi-Fi makes your heart rate variability bad, worse than it may already been. And then as soon as you gets into the optimal zone relatively quickly. So yeah, it's a great tool to look at. I don't think it's really as good as looking at the actual blood. I think that's really the ultimate way to do it. But we like to look at heart rate variability and other things, frankly. We also, you know, have the BESA Institute in Europe that has done a lot of testing and certification for our products. And they use an advanced Decavol method, for example, where they look at cellular voltage and things like that. And they can literally tell you for every organ in your body, now, is this out of balance? Is this now in optimal state and bad state and so on? And amazing results came back with that. So there's really a lot to it. And yeah, people just have a holistic approach for whatever you do. I think that's something that's probably going to be helpful. And don't be in fear. Like, you know, if you've identified already that you have a problem or something, then, you know, just be grateful that you've identified and then now you can do something about it. And that may be a great journey. So don't go in the fear.
Absolutely. And is there anything that you're personally obsessed with right now, be it a book, an app, a documentary, anything you're like, oh, wait, you know, I need to share this?
I'm obsessed right now with our quantum upgrade service that we just launched about a month ago, which for some people now will be even further out there because it's working through quantum entanglement exclusively, but it also has already double-blind randomized studies backing up the claims that we're making because it works and it has worked in 100% of the cases. It's absolutely phenomenal and amazing. And here we offer a 7-day free trial, actually. So I'll send you the link because, you know, people can try that. And then if you have 7 days, you can dial it up and down because it's extremely flexible. You can set the values on the Hawkins scale and things like that. And you can set it very low for the nighttime so you're not too stimulated and all of that. And then you can just feel for yourself and see what it does. And you can certainly join a Telegram group also to hear from other users, you know, what they've experimenting and, you know, how it's working for them.
So what exactly is it then? So they'll be listening to a recording or what will take place?
No, so it's different services. So you can have this service for a business, for your home, so that your whole home gets charged, for example. You can book it for your pet or your cell phone, and you can also use it for yourself. And in that case, you would be provided with a high consciousness field or a pure quantum energy field, depending on the Hawkins scale level that you set. So you can set it yourself and you will have that energy available to you. And what we need for that is a unique identifier. So in order to get the energy to you specifically, we would have to know your birth date, for example, and where you were born, because that needs to happen so that your energetic system can receive the energy. And, you know, quantum entanglement is not a new concept by any means, frankly. It has been proven multiple times in a lab. It may not be around in mainstream much, but it really isn't a new concept. It's just new that now, you know, we can combine it with these healing techniques and that it's now available in that fashion that you can literally like invite it to wherever you are at all times. And I'm a little bit obsessed with it right now because it's amazing. It's mind-boggling even for me, right? You know, I've seen so much, I've done so much, and it's every day again, it's just, wow, you know, this is phenomenal.
Amazing, amazing, awesome. So we'll have that link in the show notes. And so do you have any final thoughts for us today, Philip?
Well, I think I shared already, you know, what I suggest in general as an approach to difficulties in life. And other than that, you know, if you're interested in getting in touch with me, learning more about it, you know, go to this Telegram group. You find me there. You can click on me. You can send me a message. I always respond. It takes up to 5 to 10 days sometimes for me to get back. But any other question, you know, frankly, feel free to just post it in the groups, you know, ask the people what they're thinking and learn about it. And people are amazing in these groups. They're having great vibe and they're always helpful to answer any question that you have. There's no dumb question. It's a big topic, but it's cutting edge. So it's exciting. And I hope you out on your journey that that will help you. And if whatever you're doing in general, it helps you and you arrive where you want to arrive.
Awesome. I love the work you're doing in this field. And it's just like fascinating. And as you start to dip your toe in and you're like, my goodness, it just like opens up a whole other different realm. And there you are, right? And so definitely encourage people to explore this. And I'll have some links in the show notes for it. So thanks again, Philip.
Thank you.
I know firsthand what it's like to be told that IVF is your only option to have children. And in my case, I was diagnosed with premature ovarian insufficiency at 28 and told that I could only have children with donor eggs. And I know that IVF can feel like your next logical step. And you probably feel like you've already tried everything. I know when I dreamed of having my family, it certainly wasn't with IVF. And although IVF can be successful with an average success rate of about 30%, what about the couple that has experienced 1, 2, 3, 4 or more failed cycles? We see this quite regularly and it's heartbreaking and financially devastating. And with low AMH and high FSH, you may have had failed cycles, been labeled a poor responder and told that donor eggs are your only option. So before you commit emotionally and financially to another IVF cycle, I want you to know the exact steps you can take to improve your chances of pregnancy success with low AMH and high FSH. That's why I'm excited to offer you a free guide, top diet and lifestyle tips to optimize low AMH and high FSH and improve fertility. Access your guide at gpnfreebie.com. That's gpnfreebie.com to access your free guide. The Get Pregnant Naturally podcast, including show notes and links, provides information with respect to healthy living, nutrition, lab testing, and is intended for informational purposes only. The information provided is not a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment, nor is it to be construed as such. We cannot guarantee that the information provided on the Get Pregnant Naturally podcast reflects the most up-to-date medical research. Information is provided without representation or warranties of any kind. Please consult a qualified physician for medical advice and always seek the advice of a qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding your health and nutrition program.